You know, your mother and father were raised at a time when sex matters were not talked about as openly as they are now. And the point then becomes that adults often are not as easy talking about sex as the next generation of adults will be. You see, many older people have been taught that sex is really not quite right. It's really a little bit naughty. And some have even been taught that it's dirty, and this is terrible. But they've been taught this because society used to believe these things. Well, this means that when you get to be an adult and your children are growing up and you want to tell them about some of these things, you don't want to come out and say something that might disturb them. So parents try to put it in words that will be, the pleasantest and the easiest. So instead of saying, I'd like to talk to you about things that have to do with sex because these will be important to you, parents say, I want to talk to you about the birds and bees. And then they talk about the birds and bees, and then you have to figure out what the birds and bees have to do with you, and from here on it goes, you see. So I don't think you want to blame parents for this. They were brought up in a different time than you, and certainly when they were brought up, it wasn't as common to talk about these things as it is today. In fact, I don't think there were any recordings. I don't think there were any group meetings, or very few, such as you and I are having here today, to talk about sex 30 or 40 years ago, because people were afraid of it. And that's the reason some parents find it a little difficult. Now, one of the reasons for this recording is to help parents who don't find it easy to talk about sex. And we think that there are a large number of parents who are shy about it. And maybe if we get them a record, maybe they'll be able to do something with it.
What would happen if you woke up before anything happened in a sex, in the wet dream?
In the case of the boy, he woke up before, all that would have happened would have been that he would have become quite excited. And he would stay this excited for a period of time. It would sort of gradually die out, or he might stay excited for a little bit. Of course, he might go back to sleep and forget about the dream, and the excitement would die very quickly. And no harm would come. There wouldn't be any problem about it. But I'm trying to think, because you've asked a good question here. I rather suspect that he might not even wake up. That he might just go along in the dream, and then all of a sudden he would stop dreaming about it and the excitement would die out. I think this might happen. So that nothing serious would happen at all. With girls and the kind of dreams they have, very often you see they don't have an ejaculation the same way the boy does. So with the girl, very often what happens is she just dreams and reaches a peak of excitement. She wakes up briefly and feels relaxed and easy and goes back to sleep. And of course, once the boy has had the wet dream, once he has had the ejaculation, he relaxes and goes back to sleep too. Now, if he doesn't have the ejaculation, but he has been excited, then it may take longer for him to relax. This is all.
Let's say you're a little older and you go out with your boyfriend and he's got a car and he takes you to this dance and then he goes with another girl and you want to go home and he doesn't want to take you. What do you do?
I hope this doesn't happen to you, but it can. One of the best things to do here is to say, well, if you're not going to take me home, I'm going to go home by myself and get a taxi and go home. Anytime a girl goes out at night on a party or to a dance or anything like this, she should have enough money with her to get home by herself. And this is not simply because the boy goes off with somebody else. All sorts of things can happen. A car can break down, and he would like to say to her, look, I'm not going to be able to get you home. Why don't you take your money and go home? A girl should always have this kind of money. The second thing, of course, is that if she doesn't, she should just phone her father. Now, the next time the fellow asks you out, it ought to be pretty obvious what you're going to do. Because it really is not a forgivable thing for a boy to go to a dance and desert the girl he came with. Now, if she wants to go home early, as girls sometimes do, and he's having a good time and she isn't, and she wants to go home early and she makes him go home early, he knows what to do too. And that is, don't ask that girl out again. But he's responsible for her. He's got to take her home, even if it ruins his party. So this kind of thing, young people have to accept some responsibility. The girl has to realize that it's up to her. If he's having a good time, she should try to have a good time. If he walks off and leaves her, that's different. Well, the girl has to realize that she has some responsibility if a fellow takes her to a party or takes her to a dance, that she should try to make the evening an interesting one for him too. This doesn't mean do everything he wants, but what it does mean is that she should carry some share of the conversation, and she should try to be pleasant and to make it a good evening for him. So as long as she does this, if the evening doesn't go well, then what they've learned is they probably shouldn't go out together. If he does something, such as was mentioned, which is nearly unforgivable, and that is he walks out on her, then she doesn't go out with him again. On the other hand, she must realize that he has quite a burden, because if she doesn't have a good time, he feels that somehow or another it's his fault. He's responsible for the date, and he feels that he's failed if she doesn't have a good time. You occasionally get a girl who will go to a dance, go out on a date, and she sort of says, well, here I am, to the boy, now you just go ahead and entertain me. Well, this isn't very good, because the whole burden is on him to make a good evening out of it. And most boys are not that skilled. So when young people realize that they have a responsibility for each other, and they take the responsibility, accept it, and try to do something to make a good evening out of it, mostly it goes all right, even if they're strangers.